Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:10, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. A beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Do hope you're having a great day. Thanks a lot for taking us along with you. We always enjoy the ride home today. Before we get into some national stories and check out the weather, let's dump into the top three trending stories locally.
Here's today's top three stories.
I wrote this story that you can check it out on our website, NewsRadio 92.3. But the lead story was, "We Need Voices." That's the title here. And what am I talking about? Pensacola Children's Chorus needing voices for the Pensacola Sing Spring season. The free program is looking for 1st through 12th graders. The rehearsals are held at three resource centers, Fricker, Woodland Heights, Gull Point. No, here's the good part. No singing experience is necessary. And if you'd like some more information, just give them a call, 850-434-7760, or you can catch them on, if you want to email them here, pensacolasings.org/choirs. Check it out on their website, and you can do it that way. Following research and planning, the design team assigned to reimagine the Hollis T. Williams Park and Long Hollow Stormwater Pond, presenting their proposed vision plan tonight, just less than an hour from right now, at the Cobb Community Center. Community members are invited to review that plan and then share their feedback. So that was pretty interesting. And, of course, don't forget about it. Saturday, women's teams from three top-ranked SEC schools are competing in the Western Gate Soccer Showdown. That's over at Ashton-Brosnaham. The Florida Gators, Mississippi State Bulldogs, LSU Tigers. Matches are free and begin at 1. Autograph sessions with the teams will be held throughout the day.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Alrighty, a bill targeting deepfakes making its way through the Florida legislature. Miami-Dade Senator Alexis Calatayud is sponsoring the bill, which would require social media platforms to remove the content within a 48-hour period. It passed the Senate Rules Committee earlier today.
Okay, state lawmakers are cracking down on small businesses who hire undocumented workers. Backers of House Bill 955 advanced the legislation on Monday, mandating that employers with fewer than 25 employees use E-Verify to check employees' legal work status. Florida already requires larger businesses with 25 or more employees to use that system to check their workers' legal work status. So they're watching that one here. And also, the House Ethics Committee is investigating a Florida Republican congressman. Here you go, Chad Pergam. Has more in the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The House Ethics Committee is conducting a deeper review into allegations made against GOP Florida Representative Corey Mills. It comes after an August 2024 referral from the Office of Congressional Conduct, or OCC. It found that the Florida Republican may have omitted or misrepresented information in financial disclosure reports and kept contracts with the federal government. Congressional rules bar lawmakers from personally benefiting from holding government contracts. The referral recommends further scrutiny of companies owned by Mills that manufacture munitions, which went to federal law enforcement. Quote, there is substantial reason to believe that Representative Mills may have entered into, held, or enjoyed contracts with federal agencies while he was a member of Congress, reads the OCC report. Mills declined to cooperate with investigators in the OCC, an independent nonpartisan body that reviews and refers allegations of misconduct against House members. The Mills move is the first made by the committee this Congress, and it notes that it's only probing Mills. There is no indication of wrongdoing. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
And police in Fort Myers hoping new information helps them solve a 2006 kidnapping case. Today, police in the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children released an age progression image of Brian Dos Santos Gomez. It was created by a forensic artist to depict what Brian may look like today at 18 years old. He was abducted as an infant by an unknown woman on December 1st, 2006. Investigators believe Brian could still be alive.
Okay, Governor DeSantis is talking today and promoting the Voter Freedom Act. That's legislation, by the way, saying it will help assure the rights of recreational boaters here in the state. Senate Bill 1388 would prohibit law enforcement officers from boarding a boat without probable cause, introduce the safety inspection program, and create a grant program for construction and maintenance of publicly owned parking for boat hauling vehicles and trailers.
All righty. And the city of Orlando investing more money into supporting hundreds of homeless people. City Council has approved $875,000 for the Christian Service Center to continue supporting their outreach teams. This is the third time the city has funded the program, which has helped over 100 people each time. The outreach teams have worked to help reunite people to their families, find temporary shelter, and cover rent.
Jill Nato is talking about bringing back one particular kind of hunting. And in what state? Florida.
Take a pause.
A new debate in Florida is all about hunting black bears in the state.
It's clear that the population has not stopped growing for the past 20 years.
That's Mark Barton of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Florida hasn't allowed bear hunting in 10 years, and Barton says there's too many of them now.
The hunt can be used as a management tool to control the densities in areas where they're just too high.
But bear advocates say the population of black bears has been holding steady at around 4,000. Katrina Shaddix is founder of Bear Warriors United. She says overpopulation isn't the real threat to the bears.
We have development and roads taking away bear homes. That is what is threatening the future of bear survival. These are obstacles that bears probably will not survive. Maybe in our lifetime, they'll go extinct.
Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, do have some backup still on Highway 90, traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, and on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spots, going to be North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10, and Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 70 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny, clear day, high of 72, low of 54.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right. Stocks ending down. Boy, they rallied when the markets opened today. I thought, uh-oh, hold on. This is going to be good. They were up 1,000 points, something like that.
They got our hopes up.
Yeah, it really did. But ultimately, stocks ending down this afternoon as uncertainty remains over the tariffs issue. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The volatility continued on Wall Street for a fourth trading session, with the major averages giving up an early rally and finishing lower as trade tensions mount. The White House says 104% tariffs on Chinese imports will go into effect shortly after midnight, even as the Trump administration is moving to quickly start talks with other trading partners. All of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower, with tech the worst decliner. The Dow winners, United Health Group, JP Morgan Chase, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, Apple, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 320 points, the Nasdaq lower by 335, S&P 500 down 79. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the National Park Service says changes made to a webpage dedicated to the Underground Railroad have now been reversed. The page featured a prominent photo of Harriet Tubman for many years, but that photo was recently removed. The page was also rewritten in places to remove some references to slavery and focus on how blacks and whites worked together before the Civil War. Park Service officials released a statement last night saying that the changes were made without approval and that the original content has now been restored.
518 News Radio 92.
Pause for effect.
I was thinking about something. First of all, News Radio 92.3, thanks for having us on today. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Really a nice day out there today.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, some of President Trump's tariffs, I guess his projections and how he's handling this seem to be working out here. On a couple of instances, the tariffs have caused countries like South Korea and Japan to come forward and begin the negotiation process. China, on the other hand, has retaliated with its own tariffs. Jackie Heinrich has the details from Washington.
The markets rallied on that news that major trading partners like Japan and South Korea were efforting deals with the White House. But there are no signs yet that things are headed in a positive direction with the number three U.S. trading partner. That would be China. The president has warned that China needs to remove its retaliatory tariffs by noon, or he will respond with another 50% tariff. The Chinese foreign ministry reportedly saying this: the U.S. threat to escalate tariffs on China is a mistake on top of a mistake, and once again exposes the blackmailing nature of the U.S. China will never accept this. If the U.S. insists on its own way, China will fight to the end.
All righty, 519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll get a deeper dive on some national stories for you. But also, if there's time before the Fox News break, we'll hit a couple of health notes. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What should you look for in a church? Allow me to give you three things. Look for a church that exalts the Savior, a church that equips the saints, and a church that evangelizes the sinner. And by exalt the Savior, I mean a church where Christ is not just prominent, but where he's preeminent in the singing and preaching. And by equip the saints, I'm describing a place where Christians are learning the Bible and are growing in their personal walk with God. By evangelizing the sinner, I'm describing a church where the congregation is together focused on giving the good news of the gospel to the community around them. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to get involved in a church with these three ingredients, and you'll find yourself in a healthy church.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer SHINE counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com. Or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Right now.
523 News Radio 923 Pensacola Right Now, and I like that song. I don't know who it is, but I like the song. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Thanks for allowing us to come home with you today. We always like the car ride. Sure do. It's especially on a beautiful Tuesday like it is out there. Austin, Supreme Court is allowing President Trump to continue mass deportation efforts.
Oh, are they now?
This has been going back and forth for quite a while in Washington. Well, it's now confirmed. David Spunt reports from the Justice Department.
In a 5-4 ruling, the high court ruled the Trump administration for now may continue to deport illegal migrants using this 1798 Wartime Powers Act called the Alien Enemies Act. It was set up in the early days of America to fight off an invasion in this country. You may remember the images last month of men being taken from the United States, heads shaved and thrown into a mega prison in El Salvador. Well, the men are from Venezuela. The White House insists they are members of foreign gangs. Chief Justice John Roberts, Justices Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh all ruling in the administration's favor.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Traffic and weather, 525 on the nose. Perfect timing there. All right. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. And it looks like some of that congestion is bleeding onto the off-ramp if you're getting off of I-110, heading on to Davis. Got some backups there as well. Same with the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street. Got some backups developing there. And on 9 Mile Road, this is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Last but not least, Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards Palafox, giving us that afternoon trouble we're also used to. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny, clear, beautiful Wednesday, high of 72, low of 54.
Let me piggyback this information here on the weather situation. Flood warnings have been extended for both the Escambia and Perdido Rivers. The Escambia River at Century is going to rise above flood stage tonight, cresting at 19.3 feet. For the Perdido River near Barano Park, that river will rise above flood stage tonight, also 19.7 feet. Here you are, you're fighting a war. You know, you can see the other people there who you're fighting. And then all of a sudden you realize, hey, wait a minute, that guy's not Ukrainian. Hey, wait a minute, that guy's not Russian. No, the Chinese have invaded the war over there. Ukraine's president says Chinese citizens are now being discovered fighting for Russia. Jonathan Savage has more.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says his forces have captured two Chinese nationals who were part of the Russian army. He believes many more citizens of China are taking part in the war for Russia. Ukraine's foreign ministry is contacting Beijing and asking how China intends to respond. President Zelensky also wants to see a response from Europe and the US. China claims to be neutral in the war, but has been described by NATO leaders as a decisive enabler. That's because of its trade with Russia and its supply of technology that can be used for both civilian and military purposes. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
We're impartial, yet we're going to give this one side, and only this one side, trades and technology and soldiers. Yeah, okay, whatever you say, China. And President Trump inviting the president of El Salvador to the White House. That's according to Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, who says President Nayib Bukele will visit D.C. next week. The two parties will tout cooperation between their countries as the U.S. deports alleged gang member migrants to an El Salvadoran prison. Leavitt says a supermax prison is on the table for the deported migrants and added that El Salvador's cooperation with the U.S. has become a model for others to work with the administration.
528 News Radio, 92.3 Businesses. Bad in New York City. Tourism's bad in New York City. And Fox's TV affiliate, it's Channel 5, WNYW, up there in New York. Kendall Green has an explanation for why this is happening.
Tourists add a unique flavor to the Big Apple. According to the president and CEO of New York Tourism Plus Convention, last year, millions of tourists shelled out roughly $79 billion across the city and state, $51 billion alone from travelers. But with talks of tariffs and an intense political climate, it's costing the city and its tourism businesses serious cash. We talked to a couple of tour guides from Top View, a double-decker bus company in the city. They confirmed they're seeing that slump too, expressing business has been slow over the last couple of weeks. And it may be easier to land that gift at the souvenir shops since there are less customers roaming through the aisles. Kendall Green, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, the maker of a popular weed killer is asking the U.S. Supreme Court for help once again. Lisa Brady has more on this trending story.
Agrochemical company Bayer, based in Germany, faces thousands of lawsuits claiming it failed to warn people about the cancer risk of its weed killer Roundup, which does not have a warning on its federally approved label. Bayer disputes that Roundup causes cancer and also argues that federal pesticide laws preempt any state efforts to add additional labeling as well as lawsuits over labeling. In 2022, the Supreme Court declined to hear a Bayer appeal in a California case, but since then, lower courts have issued conflicting rulings. So Bayer is now appealing a Missouri case involving a man who developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup on a community garden in St. Louis. An attorney representing the gardener argues the company is afraid a new label would hurt sales. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And Henry Ford Health's zero suicide model has cut suicide rates by up to 25% where it has been adopted. The states cited are Oregon, California, Washington, Colorado, and Michigan, where Henry Ford Health is based. The model, which stresses close contact between patients and doctors, was first developed in 2001 and has been used for 24 years. Dr. Brian Amadani says in some of those years, no suicides were reported. Henry Ford Health is now introducing its zero suicide model across the U.S. and in over 25 countries.
Okay, the Escambia Animal Welfare Center. Nice folks over there offering free adoptions for dogs and cats. This will continue through Saturday. You can visit 24petconnect.com to view the whole list of adorable pets and adoptable pets over at the center.
How wholesome is that?
That's pretty darn American, let me tell you. the shelter is open from noon to 5, Monday to Friday, and then from 11 till 4 on Saturday. Help out your furry friend today. Adopt a pet. Why don't you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Our Fox News break coming up. When we return, we'll get some sports headlines for you.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. As uncertainty reigns about President Trump's tariffs and markets took another hit today, the administration says President Trump's strategy on tariffs involves a case-by-case approach.
If that means discussions of foreign aid, of our military presence in these countries, how those troops are paid for, come to the table, that could be part of the negotiation in these economic negotiations.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, starting tomorrow, the U.S. will impose 104% tariffs on Chinese imports. And President Trump signed an executive order to restart investment in coal production with the purpose of restoring what he calls American energy dominance.
We will continue to lower costs for American families, create jobs for American workers, and very importantly, unlock unlimited amounts of affordable American energy, including, as I said, and I'll say for the last time, beautiful, clean coal.
This after the Biden administration took actions to divest from coal and fund clean energy production instead. America's listening to Fox News.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The best words to hear at the TSA security checkpoint? You're good to go. All it takes is a little preparation. Get to the airport early, bring a carry-on bag that fits in the overhead, and have an acceptable ID. Not all state-issued IDs will cut it. Check out tsa.gov/ID and see which TSA acceptable IDs make the grade, like a real ID or passport.
Before you jet, do a little prep, and you're good to go. Check out tsa.gov/ID or the MyTSA app.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
.534 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Bryce with you today. A lot of interesting sports stories coming down. We mentioned this to you last hour. I just want to retouch on this. Walton County could soon vote on whether to approve a major golf tournament next year. We're talking about the Walton County Tourist Development Council approving a potential partnership with the PGA Tour. This would happen in 2026. The item now heads to commissioners for contract negotiations. Could be a 2 to 5 year deal with an estimated $6 million annual investment. Let me go ahead and do the top three trending stories. And I'm going to come back and we're going to kick off our sports segment if you don't mind. So here we go. The top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Escambia County is looking to build a new community center at the southeast corner of Pace Boulevard and Fairfield Drive. You know where that is. Escambia Commissioners approving a $1 million agreement. It's just some change. There's $1,020,000 agreement with an architectural firm to design a building that would serve as a community shelter and a community gathering place with meeting and education facilities. That's pretty exciting. Yeah. Lawyers representing both sides of an extended legal battle. Here we go. City of Milton versus Mayor Heather Lindsay have asked Circuit Judge J. Scott Duncan to throw that case out. The motion was framed to stop spending more taxpayer dollars and city resources on the litigation. All parties involved want the case to be dropped. Neither side is asking the other for attorney's fees or other compensation. That's good news.
Yeah.
Okay, in the second annual Gulf Coast Whale Fest. Have you been here? I've never heard this before. Well, it's the second time. I guess I missed the first time. It gets underway at the Pensacola Beach Gulfside Pavilion, 9 to 3 on Saturday. There are so many events happening around this weekend.
Yeah.
Plan accordingly. That's what I say. The event features educational exhibits and activities that highlight Gulf whales and local marine life.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Yeah, we're going to get into the agenda coming up here over at Ashton-Brosnahan. Of course, the SEC ladies in town for the Western Gate Soccer Showdown. But first, let's dive into the CBS Afternoon Sports.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Sports Minute sponsored by NHTSA. Put the phone away or pay. That was definitely not how I thought Florida would win the national title last night. I figured the Gators offense would have to solve Houston's vaunted defense, and I didn't expect the Cougars to pull a Duke and wilt down the stretch like they did. Scoreless for the last 2+ minutes, losing for the first time this season when allowing less than 70 points. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Every day when we're on the road, people around us endanger themselves and others by looking at their phones while driving. There's the sneak a peeker who darts their eyes between the road and their texts, or the nightlighter who illuminates their car after dark. If that's you, reconsider before you find yourself becoming the fender benderer, the got a ticketer, or worst of all, the driver who killed someone. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
All righty, and the Panthers hoping to develop an interesting prospect after playing 5 years of college basketball at Ohio, Western Carolina, and Coastal Carolina. Colin Granger has signed with the Carolina Panthers with the goal of being converted to a tight end. Now, this is not something that is a new practice. Legends such as Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, and Jimmy Graham all played basketball in college and went on to have successful careers as tight ends in the league.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. I was just mentioning off mic here to Austin and our ESPN host that just popped their head in a second ago. But this Saturday, I'm very excited because I want to tell you why. I'm going to start my Saturday morning off early at the Pensacola Beach Firefighters Challenge over at Casino Beach. Watch that for a few hours, take that in. Then I'm going to rustle it up, get in the car, and head north to Ashton-Brosnahan.
All right.
To watch my LSU Tigers play soccer. They're having the Western Gate Soccer Showdown over at Ashton. Florida Gators, Mississippi State, LSU Tigers, kicking it off at 1 o'clock. I'll be sliding there just about 1 o'clock to catch that game.
All righty. And a former MLB player is reportedly among the dead after a roof collapse at a Dominican Republic nightclub. Octavio Dotel was pulled alive from the rubble but passed away from his injuries after being taken to a hospital. At least 44 people were reportedly killed and at least 146 injured in the early Tuesday incident. The sister of retired MLB star Nelson Cruz reportedly was also killed.
Okay, very interesting. Of course, by now you would have to be living under a rock knowing that Florida won the NC2A game last evening over Houston.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what's going down now with sports. We're going to review here the NC2As and a lot more as Jared Max dives into the Fox Sports Update this afternoon.
Fox Sports Update.
Florida Gators 65, Houston Cougars 63. Good morning, I'm Jared Max, a nail-biter in the final game of the college basketball season. Men's NCAA final in San Antonio Monday, the Florida Gators led the Houston Cougars for all of 64 seconds. Most importantly, for the final 46 seconds, when the Gators' defense clamped down on Houston and kept the Cougars from attempting a shot on each of the final two possessions. In a wild last play, Houston was going to try for a game-winning three-point shot, but Emmanuel Sharp, preparing to shoot, was disrupted by Florida's Walter Clayton Jr., and Sharp lost control of the ball. Time ran out. Florida won its first national championship since 2007 when it was a back-to-back winner. Then Coach Billy Donovan, now Coach Todd Golden.
And our players, they've been the difference all the way along. Been incredibly consistent all year, have worked with a great work ethic. Obviously, we have an incredibly talented group, one of the most talented groups individually in America, but I do think what separates us and what has separated us all season long is our team talent and the way our guys have played together and for each other all year. And because of that, we can call each other national champions for the rest of our lives.
Team talent versus individual talent, the decider for Florida, as head coach Todd Golden said. After his team held off Houston last night, 65-63 for the third national championship in Gators history, Florida trailed by 12 points early in the second half. After Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers visited the White House Monday to celebrate their World Series title last fall, Ohtani nearly hit for the cycle against the Nationals. He had a home run, a triple, and a single. Still, the Dodgers lost 6-4. LA's record is now 9-3, second best in baseball, a half game behind the other two California teams in the National League. San Diego Padres and San Francisco Giants, both 9-2. The Padres beat the Athletics 5-4. The Giants lost 2-0 to the Reds. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And just when you thought politics couldn't seep its way into sports any more than it already has, television sports personality Stephen A. Smith says that he's leaving all doors open in regards to a presidential bid. He said in a post on his ex profile that life was great and he hates the thought of being a politician, but he's, quote, sick of this mess. He's been critical of both sides at times, but pushing for the Democratic Party to refocus on key issues for voters, as well as going after the GOP for entertaining the idea of a third Trump term.
Maybe we can frame that story by saying, don't give up your daytime job. Something like that.
Well, some people would argue he's not good at that.
I cannot believe the Denver Nuggets. I'm still shaking my head over this.
This is even dumber.
Yeah, they're calling this a stunning decision. I call it, I have another word for stunning, but a questionable decision.
There you go.
Anyway, here's Joe Morgan.
The Nuggets have fired head coach Michael Malone with just three games remaining on their regular season schedule. Despite being 15 games over 500 and fighting for home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs, Malone was in his 10th year as head coach of the franchise, leading the Nuggets to 8 consecutive winning seasons and an NBA championship in 2023. In a statement, Josh Kroenke, vice chairman of Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, said in part, quote, "This decision was not made lightly and was evaluated very carefully, and we do it only with the intention of giving our group the best chance at competing for the 2025 NBA championship and delivering another title to Denver and our fans everywhere." Also out, general manager Calvin Booth, who will not have his contract extended. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And I got to ask you, Chris, because we talked about this earlier, and of course it's a dominating headline in the sports world today, but revisiting that whole NCAA win last night, Florida over Houston, did you see the ending of that game?
I did.
What do you have to say about Emmanuel Sharpe, the Houston Cougar that went for the final shot and then backed out, dropped the ball?
You got to take the shot.
I agree. People have been
trying. Got to take the shot.
Listen, I don't think this kid could get, I don't think he should get dragged over the coals like some people are doing.
I don't either.
Right. Like, no one should ever have to deal with that. But
it's a game, for goodness sakes.
Right. But people are saying, you know, oh, well, Walter Clayton Jr., the player for Florida, he was probably just going to block it anyway. But you're saying probably. When you're the player in the final moment and you've got the ball in your hands, you got to let it go. Yeah. Because at least if he blocks it, they're talking about him and not talking about you.
Right.
That's
right.
The way I look at it.
Charles Barkley was doing it post-game or something where I was listening. He goes, you got to take the shot.
You got to
take it.
If it's not a good look, too bad. You don't have time.
What else you got? A loss.
Right.
So there you go. Better
if
odds.
You're losing either way.
take the darn shot.
Right. Hey, it's a blunder. He'll learn from it.
Listen, I want to say this because I was thinking about this as we were running down things to do. Ladies and gentlemen, you got bands on the beach tonight.
You do?
Oh, my gosh. Class X. It's this is really a good band. Anyway, part of the summer concert series, Curtain Rises on Casino Beach's Pavilion Stage at 7. Bring your beach chair, blankets, leave the pets and glass. And also made me think about it because I saw the Cat Country truck and now towards the beach.
Beelining, yeah.
Blast it out of here.
All righty.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. We do have some congestion in our usual spots, so that's going to be a little bit on Mobile Highway. This is going to be if you are traveling northbound towards the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, sitting at around 70 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 72, low of 54.
Are you going to say it's going to be chilly tonight?
Yeah. 50 degrees. Absolutely.
That's pretty chilly. I had to laugh earlier because I saw people walking down early this morning when I was out and about. People had their jackets on and their scarves. Hey, you know what?
It was even worse yesterday.
I mentioned this to one of my neighbors as I was cruising down the street. I said, you know, I think we're spoiled.
Yeah, that's very true.
Hey, listen, tariffs could be tough, pretty rough to crack for California almond growers. No pun intended here. Max Gordon explains from Schaffner, California.
Fox on Tech.
Andy Downard is the CEO of Thriftly and says thrift stores like his get tons of donations every week.
The ability to price based on brand, location, size, color, like AI unlocks those doors for us.
To speed up the pricing process, Downard invented an AI device. A simple scan reads an item's category, brand, and size, then answers the question, what are similar items selling for, before printing a price. Goldman Sachs Foundation's president, Asahi Pompei, says AI offers two main benefits.
Category one is saving small business owners time. You and I know that time is everything to a small business owner. And that second category is saving them money.
Downard says since the scanner helps work move along faster, he's able to pay even his entry-level employees above minimum wage.
A typical thrift store, they're producing between 40 and 70 pieces per hour. We think we can take that number over 100.
With Fox on Tech, Kennedy Hayes, Fox News.
The biggest consumers of California-grown almonds are the European Union, India, the United Arab Emirates, China, and Japan. Almonds have already been a part of a trade war with China when the communist nation leveled tariffs against the nuts in 2018. Here's Jenny Holterman, an almond grower and fourth-generation farmer.
The last go-around with tariffs and this situation, we were targeted pretty heavily, and it did impact us. So it is a little scary that could come back again.
This time around, California Governor Gavin Newsom is trying to get other countries to exclude California products from their retaliatory tariffs, though critics point out that international trade is a federal issue. In Shafter, California, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
And Vice President J.D. Vance accusing former Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of political pettiness. Vance said McConnell's decision to vote against President Trump's pick for a top Pentagon role, like so much of the last few years, was petty. McConnell was the only Republican to vote against Elbridge Colby to serve as Undersecretary of Policy at the Pentagon, but Colby's nomination was still approved earlier today.
548, News Radio 923. We were gloating about the temperatures being warm, then chilled off a little bit. But hey,
you were gloating. I just played along.
And we looked at the 7-day forecast just a few moments ago. And on Tuesday, next Tuesday, it'll be in the low 80s. So that shows you how much the shift is coming here. Yeah, we're going to have some nice weather here. Different story. If you live in the Northeast, Midwest, in those areas, the U.S. is experiencing a wide range of temperatures this week. Janice Dean has an explanation for us.
A strong cold front is bringing below-average temperatures to the central and eastern U.S. for much of the week, while the west warms up and possibly brings more record highs. Measurable snow continues for sections of the Great Lakes, the interior northeast, and northern New England. Pacific Northwest remains active through Wednesday, but thankfully, calmer conditions for the central U.S. after a very tough few days of severe weather and flooding. FoxWeather.com for all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And NBC News reports the Trump administration is considering drone strikes on Mexican cartels. It would be in an effort to fight back against cartels that are trafficking drugs across the southern border. The discussions are reportedly in an early stage, and the strikes would be in cooperation with the Mexican government. However, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said that they reject any form of intervention or interference in reference to the report.
Here you go. Here's another event coming up this weekend. Might want to put this on your to-do list. Of course, Sunday, the Fred Levin Wayfest gets underway. 11 a.m. they'll kick it off near the intersection of Palafox and Government Streets. And, of course, honors Fred Levin, who passed away in January 2021.
And President Trump about to sign an executive order aiming to revitalize the coal industry in the U.S. In a ceremony at the White House today, Trump said that he's ending what he called former President Biden's war on clean coal. He noted European countries are moving back to coal energy after switching to green like wind.
Okay, cruising around today, look at the marquees around here, gas station marquees I'm talking about. State average price for unleaded regular, $3.22 this morning. In Escambia County, a low of $2.69, posted over on West 9 Mile Road, $2.73. This was in Cantonment, $2.69 in Gulf Breeze proper, and $2.59 at the Raceway Station on Davis in Pensacola.
All righty, 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Welcome to Regeneration Station, dedicated to helping you achieve optimal mind, body, and spiritual wellness. Find out how you can get relief from pain, improve mental health, stress reduction, and so much more. The Energy Room features the latest in scalar and biophotonic energy, offering incredible health benefits. They also offer cold plunge and sauna therapy. Regeneration Station, where wellness meets innovation. Discover a healthier you naturally on North 9th Avenue across from Winn-Dixie and online at regenerationstation850.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here is Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump now reportedly threatening new 50% tariffs on China if Beijing does not remove the retaliatory duty on the U.S. The White House says any suggestion that the president is considering a 90-day pause in tariffs is, quote, fake news. The video game adaptation of Minecraft to the big screen built the biggest opening weekend of the year. The blockbuster adaptation of the video game Minecraft shattered box office estimates, grossing $157 million domestically and setting the opening weekend record for a video game adaptation, besting 2023 Super Mario Brothers, according to ComScore. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow losing nearly 350 points, the S&P 500 dropped 11, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 15. U.S. crude oil futures for May sit above $61 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, Neil Young. Hadn't heard from him in quite a while. I used to really, especially during the transition from Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and then adding the Young portion of that. Mm. Anyway, Neil Young's documentary is coming to cinemas for one night only. I wish it would come around here. I'd be interested, really, to see that. Michelle Polino has more.
Actress Daryl Hannah's new documentary, Coastal, brings Neil Young's solo tour to theaters worldwide for one night only, April 17th. The feature-length film follows the legendary musician on his West Coast Coastal tour. The documentary premiered at the Woodstock Film Festival last October. It offers an intimate look at the 79-year-old rock icon as he returns to performing post-COVID. Hannah, who is also Young's wife, captures unguarded moments inside a Silver Eagle tour bus and on stage. The film features rarely performed songs in historic theaters, along with Young's candid banter with audiences. Tickets are on sale now at CoastalTheMovie.com. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Made me think about that when she mentioned it. Daryl Hannah, of course. I guess one of the movies she had, Mermaid, if you remember her in that. Mm. But she's now married to Jackson Brown.
Really?
Very interesting circle there.
Yeah, what are the odds of that?
I haven't heard from either one of those in quite a while. Austin, teenagers are facing more restrictions on Instagram. I bet you they're going crazy here on this one. Here's Chris Foster with more.
Instagram users under 16 will not be allowed to live stream content or unblur images with suspected nudity in direct messages without parental permission. The controls are part of teen accounts required since September for users under 18, now expanded to users of Meta's Facebook and Messenger. Instagram Public Policy Global Director Tara Hopkins spoke to Fox Business.
We're trying to strike the right balance between taking the burden off the parent so the parent can just know that if their teen is using Instagram, they're in these most restrictive settings, but also putting them in the driving seat. So if the teen wants to change any of those settings, they have to get their parents to approve it.
Teen accounts are set to private by default, block messages from strangers, restrict some content, and come with time limit reminders and no notifications late at night. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll carry on with your pop culture notes in just a moment, but first, quick look at the roads here. Don't have too much going on. Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, is still slightly backed up. Same with Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but outside of those couple of spots, you're not dealing with too much. As for the weather, 70 degrees right now, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny, beautiful Wednesday, high of 72, low of 54.
You're getting a lot of folks excited over there with that forecast, I can tell you that. One thing that we have been talking about this afternoon, want to kind of push this a little bit. Some big changes and chances to win are coming for Mega Millions. Tonight's the last night for the old format. You can take home $54 million tonight.
Is that all?
Just a mere chunk of change, $25.7 million. That's your cash option going out the door. Drawing tonight, 10 o'clock, as always. Play wisely and good luck. Jeff Manasso has more details on what's up with Mega Millions.
The Mega Millions lottery is raising prices from $2 to $5 per ticket, with the odds of winning also going up. Mega Millions tickets will now include a built-in multiplier, which increases non-jackpot prices by 2 to 10 times. Previously, in some states, a multiplier known as the Megaplier was available for an extra dollar. Where non-jackpot prizes ranged from $2 to $1 million, they now range from $10 to $10 million. And the Mega Millions jackpot will start at $50 million instead of 20. Mega Millions say the odds of winning have also increased, although they're still in the hundreds of millions. The first drawing under the new rules is tonight. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And the iconic Victorian house from the show Full House in San Francisco has sold for $6 million. Located on Postcard Row, the four-bedroom home was originally listed at $6.5 million last June. Fans will recognize its famous front door and bay window, though interior scenes on the show were filmed on a Hollywood set. The house was built in 1900, renovated in 2019, and previously owned by creator Jeff Franklin, who sold it for just over $5 million back in 2020.
All right, you rock aficionados out there, you might remember the name Clem Burke. You should. Played with Blondie for many, many years. He passed at 70. And Bruce Springsteen is teasing an upcoming new music release. Monica DeLuca has this and more.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. The drummer for Blondie, Clem Burke, has died at the age of 70. A statement signed by co-founders Debbie Harry and Chris Stein says his legacy will live on through the tremendous amount of music he created and the countless lives he touched. They announced his passing after a private battle with cancer. And there will be 7 new albums of unreleased music from The Boss. Springsteen announcing he'll be putting out a box set on June 27th and titled it Tracks 2 The Lost Albums, which collects 83 songs that were recorded across 4 decades. In a press release, he says, quote, I've played this music to myself and often close friends for years now. I'm glad you'll get a chance to finally hear them. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.